Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahm-Spinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Tommy, the Bean Pizza, and Dick Hits Water. They're coming up right after this.
Yeah, well, may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a single short latte, please.
Would you like just a regular latte, or can I interest you in the special?
What's the special?
Well, the special today is a butterscotch flavor latte for just $2. A regular latte is $2.25.
I'll take the special, but hold the butterscotch.
Well, if you don't have the butterscotch, then it's just a regular latte.
All I'm saying is that my portion of the butterscotch for my special butterscotch latte would be better off left in the bottle with all the other butterscotch. I'm still paying for the butterscotch. I'm just not using the butterscotch. It's like I'm giving it back to you. It's a good deal for you.
Sorry, the special price only applies to lattes with butterscotch in.
So I get more for paying less?
Yes, it's a special.
So if I get like a triple grande low-fat butterscotch latte with whipped sprinkles on ice, how much is that, like a nickel?
Very funny, sir. I don't make the rules.
What's wrong with your butterscotch, anyway?
There's nothing wrong with our butterscotch.
There must be something wrong with it if you have to pay people to take it.
We're not paying anyone, sir. It's a special. Now, if you'd like a regular latte, I'll be more than happy to make one for you.
Can I get the butterscotch on the side?
You have to drink the latte with the butterscotch, or it's not the special.
Oh, I'll drink the butterscotch, don't get me wrong. I'll throw back my butterscotch, then boom, I'll throw back the latte.
Okay, if you want to do that, fine, but I'll have to charge you $2.75.
I thought you said it was two.
The special is $2. The special has to have the butterscotch in the latte, or it ceases to be a special and becomes a regular latte, which is $2.25, with an extra shot of butterscotch, which is 50 cents more, which is $2.25.
Cut. Scott, stop filming. Guys, this is a porno. This is not your Oscar scene, you morons. All I'm hiring you for is your cheeks, and that's all I want to see. I don't care about coffee. I don't care about cappuccino, mocha, latte, or squat. Get the hell out of here.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's the Bob and Tommy Show. How about that? What you think of the new intro song?
Scat, it sounds like...
Chris Thiele at the news desk.
Hello.
There's Pat Godwin in the music room.
Hello, Josh.
He's got his guitar, his organ, and...
his keyboard, if you know what I'm saying.
There's Jeff Oskey.
That's right.
Ace Cosby, how are you?
Good.
Willie Griswold running sports today.
It was such a subtle change, but calling this the Bob and Tommy Show was so funny to me for some reason.
Josh Arnold here, and there's, well, Tommy.
Thank you very much. That was the name of the Cocker Spaniel next door when I was growing up.
Tommy?
Yeah, Mrs. Wellman's Cocker Spaniel.
That is a great name for a Cocker Spaniel.
This is before people were naming their dogs after people.
I love that.
It always made me laugh.
Who was there first? Were you first or was Tommy there first?
That's a really good question.
Did your parents name you after a dog?
Could be, because my brother's Jan, John, Jim.
Yeah, you didn't get a J name.
Yeah, I figured I was probably adopted. They'd probably want it that way. I'm not sure.
Yeah, too late to ask now.
Little Tommy, a little Cocker Spaniel. Little puppy.
Big
floppy ears.
It's a good week if you're a fan of the things that Tom likes. Last night on Turner Classic Movies, the film Good Neighbor Sam aired. I recorded it.
Oh, it's great.
So anybody who would like to come over and watch it with me may...
Pass.
I'm good.
Has a great running gag featuring the high lows.
I might check that out.
Okay.
I've not seen it.
And Sunday.
We were talking about plugs in movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're holding the Coca-Cola just right or whatever it would be. In that movie, the Hilo's running gag is they're doing a live commercial for Hertz.
Oh, okay.
And they're singing that jingle. Let Hertz put you in the driver's seat. And then there's an ensuing gag that's absolutely hilarious.
Look how this makes him so, yeah,
so happy. So great.
So happy.
Well, then you're going to like the news.
Everybody's smoking. Those were the days.
This Sunday morning, we've all been told via email that the cable station Freeform, is that a cable or is that
yeah.
Will be showing Mr. Magoo's Christmas.
There you go, Tom.
At the prime time slot of 6 a.m. Sunday morning.
6 a.m. Sunday morning?
They're doing it just for him.
I
they
would
know
recommend taping it.
It's
a great work of art.
That is 6 a.m. Sunday morning television is for people coming off a bender. That's who that's for.
Or your father.
It'll bring a tear to someone's eye. I have the DVD.
I do, too. It showed up on a Christmas collection that I have.
Do you have a DVD player hooked up? When was the last time you played a DVD?
Shut up. Here's the DVD.
Oh, look at that.
You have it here. I keep it close.
Okay.
Sometimes physical objects give off a vibe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can tell you watch it a lot with the wrapping.
Hasn't
been open. Cellophane. Freshest.
I have multiple copies.
People know that you like it, so they buy it for you, of course.
I highly recommend it. It was written by a Broadway artist. It's a very fine piece.
It's
the great Jim Backus, who went to my high school for a while.
Oh,
what?
You didn't know that?
No.
Absolutely. Could you answer that, John?
I'd be happy to. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, this is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Cooch Bender. And this is some of the news.
All right.
Well, we've been talking about some of the dangerous games and toys that are out there for kids this holiday season. But there are some exciting yet dangerous adult games you may have overlooked as you searched for Christmas presents. Mm. This first one sounds like fun. It's the Sure Shot Paint Cannon. It's a paintball gun that holds 5-gallon cans of Sherwin-Williams paint. It shoots the paint and the cans.
Wow.
Oh, this is a true bad boy. No disputes in this game because when you hit your opponent, he'll know it. Ouch. That's going to turn midnight black and sunset azure by morning. Now, if your relationship has gotten a bit boring, the two of you will love the all-new car key game.
Oh.
Pass the patented car key game bowl around as everyone tosses their car keys in. Hey, where it goes from there is up to you. We recommend this game be played with friends and not family. We all loved the game Operation as a kid, so why not save a little time and money on your husband's upcoming surgery with the new do-it-yourself at-home vasectomy kit?
Wow.
Oh, no.
The kit contains one scalpel, one soldering iron, a needle and thread, gauze, a no-pest strip, and a tube of Neosporin to help keep infection to a minimum.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no pest strip. Now, for the price of your copay, you can now perform a do-it-yourself vasectomy at home. Just follow the simple instructions on your YouTube video featuring doctoral candidate and Fiji pledge, Phineas Quackum.
Well, Dr. Quackum's doing it.
Phineas Quackum.
Not a doctor yet. He's
Yeah. Oh, maybe you should check out the Guess Where I Hid the Dynamite game. The game in which the little hourglass-shaped timer full of sand becomes critically important.
I'll say.
Hey, and don't miss out on Landmine Twister, the game in which you really have to ask yourself if you want to put your right hand on the green circle sticking out of the ground.
Wow.
You've heard of Cards Against Humanity.
Sure.
It's a lot of laughs. But Cars Against Humanity is a raucous party game played at a card table in the middle of a busy highway. Oh. Hey, look out, Uncle Clarence. Here comes a semi. Oh, boy. And finally, this is not a game for adults, but something entirely different. It's the Learn As You Go Magic Act Kit. Included with the basic kit is the Saw the Lady in Half trick.
Oh.
So simply convince your wife or girlfriend to get into the box and then start sawing away. Does it sound dangerous? It is. The instructions that come with the game specify there is a trick to this, but we don't know what it is. Well, this is Dick Hitzwater. There's some fun games for you kids. Sitting in for Cooch Bender, and this has been Some Other News.
Cooch Bender, he's related to a friend of mine. He's a hell of a newscaster.
What do you need the pest strip for? I'm still...
I suppose to keep the operating theater sterile.
Yeah, flies will attract them.
I was like, do you put... I was a little
I love
confused.
Those pest strips.
What?
Oh, they're so cool. You ever walk into disgusting. A horse stable?
Oh, my, and all the flies stuck to
them. Stuck to them. Oh, those are so cool.
That just reminds me of my friends, the grimy comedian buddies I have. They all have those in their kitchen, and they're just loaded up.
Are you serious?
Dirty, dirty apartments. Yeah, dishes up to the top of the sink.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I once dated a woman that wore one under her belt. Yikes.
Fleas.
Who knew crabs could fly? But seriously. Cooch Bender.
Okay.
What a guy.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Patty G?
Yes, sir.
You've got a new album out there. You feel like playing a little something for us?
Something from that album?
I don't care. What do you got? What do you feel like playing? I know that you can't decide if you want to play the keyboards or the guitar. And as he reaches for his guitar, you can have it in his lap.
Well planned out.
Right? Weigh a lot.
Don't blame this on me. You're searching for something to do. Something from the album. Josh, you could help me out with some background
vocals. I'd be happy to. Oh, when I... Oh.
Santa is... Sorry.
You guys done?
Not really.
Christmas is very expensive. The toys, kids, and ex-wives. Right, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Alimony's due on December 22. On the 25th, no gifts will arrive. Because I don't get paid till the 1st. I'm broke, what am I gonna say? I'll tell my son Santa sent me a letter. Now January 3rd's Christmas Day. That's right. January 3rd is Christmas Day. With a ho, 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 and a what the hey. I can get his gifts off layaway. Now the January 3rd's Christmas Day. Since Santa moved Christmas to January, I got a great deal on a tree. Legos were half off. Stores laid half of their staff off. Wrapping paper's practically free. Christmas Eve is January 2nd now. New Year's remains the same. Till your mother remarries, the holidays vary. January 3rd's Christmas Day. On January 3rd comes old Saint Nick. Christmas morning, Santa called in sick. He'll be better in a week when Daddy gets paid. January 3rd, haven't you heard? January 3rd's Christmas Day. Thank you.
Very good.
Very nice.
Now, we've been interrupted. Jess, are you going to talk or just deliver this? Okay, Jess Hooker just walked in, and she is once again following through on a food-related news story that we had. Jess, this was a couple weeks ago. It was about the Heinz Beans people. Do you want to give me the background again?
Christy, do you have that story?
Actually, in the UK, they are bringing back the Heinz Beans baked bean pizza.
Oh.
Because it was, I guess, popular at one time in the UK, and now they're bringing it back. So,
yeah, I don't know much about it. Here's the news story. Sorry, I didn't have it handy. You're correct. It is Heinz, and it is in the UK. And this calls it a uniquely British take on pizza.
Sure.
And they're actually going to be producing frozen pizzas that, you know, you will go buy the box of your baked bean pizza. Apparently, they're also very popular in Iceland, of all places.
Oh, come on.
Jeff found it.
Never not. Never not funny.
Yes, it is. It's always not funny.
I mean, for those of you that are familiar with the never-ending... What's the word I want to use here? Bad reputation of British food.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So just tell us, how did you cook this?
So I got some pre-made pizza dough, and I put it calls for pizza sauce on the Heinz website. It calls for pizza sauce, and then you use the Heinz baked beans, obviously. All and you right. have to find these in the British food section of your grocery store.
You're kidding me.
No, hello, not. How are you? Yeah, not at all. Yeah, that's where I found those. And then
it's the only part of the grocery store you can smoke cigarettes inside.
That was the French part.
It smells like normal pizza.
Yeah, it does.
Is it blazing hot? Is it going to be...
Do you need a fork?
I'm not sure.
Have you tried it yet?
No, I haven't tried it yet.
Okay, so Josh is trying it.
Yeah.
So you got your cheese, your crust, your tomato sauce, and baked beans,
your
huh?
beans, yeah.
Okay. Mm. Let's see, what do you think?
Christy?
Can you taste the beans?
A little bit. Yeah, it tastes very... It's quite good.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Jeffrey?
Yeah, pretty good.
Tastes like pizza?
Yeah. You want to try it? Here you go.
You wouldn't even know you were eating baked bean pizza if someone didn't tell you.
I'll try it, but I'm going to get a fork.
It looks... I got to tell you, it looks weird.
It is, and it's very... I don't think that the pizza sauce would be necessary. It kind of makes it soggy in the middle. I would just go with a sauce that comes in the baked beans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would do that. I think that's enough. But if you like pizza sauce...
Is it like a barbecue-y kind of mm-hmm. sauce that comes on the beans? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like that just comes with it.
Tastes just fine.
Is the texture
Willie, I'll get you one.
It's very beany. You know what I mean? Like, you know you're eating baked beans.
I do know what you mean by very beany.
Very beany.
Sorry about that. These kick in quick.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a food that kicked in that quick? That would be so great.
Oh. Yeah, it is good. I can't believe I just ate a whole piece.
Yeah, it's actually, I'm once again stunned.
It didn't sound bad to me because I like
baked
beans.
Yeah, it didn't
sound
that awful.
So
right.
It's almost like a barbecue pizza.
So is this, does Heinz not distribute beans in America?
No, they do. It's just not in our bean section. Like, Bush's is our biggest selling baked bean in Indiana.
And B&M brick oven, I like those.
Yeah.
I've seen those at Meijer's.
The one in the jar?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are nice.
Those are delicious.
It's a nice bean.
So, yeah, a lot of brands, like you can get, in Canada, Kraft peanut butter is very popular. Not here.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because what got me going on this was we saw a recipe making cake with mayonnaise, and we were all going, "Ugh, sucks, waffle." And then you made it, and it was incredibly delicious.
Yeah, and so next week to celebrate the holiday, we're going to do mayonnaise eggnog.
My gosh.
From scratch. I have my Vitamix in here. We're going to mix it all up. And
see, that'll probably be great.
Yeah.
The problem with these experiments is you're such a good cook that... You know, you could make poop on a shingle and it probably tastes okay.
That's what I thought about this pizza. Like, it needs a little red onion, maybe some arugula, something else.
Even hamburger would be good.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It just tastes like pizza if you go to, like, the Weird's Kid.
No, you guys are missing all this.
What do you mean?
You need little weenies on here, like a bean and weenie pizza.
My gosh, she's right.
Finally. Nailed it. December 9th, Christy gets something right.
What about instead of pizza cheese, mac and cheese? With your baked beans and your hot dogs cut up?
Bean and weenie. Weenie sounds like the radio show I'm going to end up on after my dad fires me. Bean and Weenie is really doing sports this morning.
Hey, we got Fred Zeppelin with traffic. What's going on, Fred? What do you mean there's a school bus crashing that's on fire?
What did Willie do to get fired by his dad?
No, right? Wow.
I'm only 3 bad days away from it. It just takes, it's a series of decisions that made.
I wonder what it is.
No, you're not going to do that.
Well, of course not.
Not to interrupt here, but did you post this recipe? Are we going to be able to?
I absolutely can.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll certainly look forward to that.
Very good, Jess. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jess. And next week,
don't look at me. Look, he got mad at me.
Wait, me.
Chick's doing it from his house.
He's wired in.
He's that good.
Can we please get Chick a remote fart machine?
It wasn't Ace. I didn't see him shift his lungs.
Glad you said shift.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You gotta really hit that ass.
My ears.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.